The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save a Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Center Nutrition Hour. And we're brought to you every Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Joining me this morning, and I believe that Janet is up at the Delray location of Greenlands. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al. Yes, indeed. I am at Greenlands in Delray Beach.
And you will be there until 2 o'clock today, giving people in that particular area some counseling services that they don't have to pay for.
And that is true. So they can come in and sit down with me. I'll review blood work. I will discuss their supplement program. So what I do at Save-A-Lot in my palatial office, reviewing blood work and supplements and medications and priorities and diet, all that good stuff. That's what I do.
And you will be here at Save-A-Lot today from 4 to 8, as you normally
yes.
are on Fridays. And tomorrow
yes.
we are closing early. We're closing because of the holiday of not only Christmas, but Hanukkah, which both fall at the same time tomorrow evening. So we're closing at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So all those people that would like to come and see Janet, Janet will be available tomorrow, Saturday, from 12 to 4. On Monday, we will resume our normal hours, and Janet is available. Why don't you tell our listeners, Janet, the rest of the actual schedule on a weekly basis?
Okay. So closed on Sunday, but then Mondays and Tuesdays, I'm available from 9 to 5 at the Save-A-Lot location in Margate. And Wednesday and Thursday, my hours are 1 to 7. Friday, I am available from 4 to 8, so that's today. So if someone has some kind of health issue that's pressing that you really want to attend to before the holiday weekend, come on in. I will be at the Save-A-Lot location until 8 tonight. And then on Saturday, my usual hours are 12 to 5. However, tomorrow for Christmas Eve, I am at the Save-A-Lot location in Margate from 12 to 4. That's just for tomorrow. And then come Monday, we are resuming our regular hours. And I just want to remind everyone that on Tuesday, the 27th, we're having a very special guest. Dr. Slavin is going to join us for a discussion on Tuesday about all of the presentations and education that was part of the A4M meeting in Las Vegas that he recently attended. So lots coming up next week, and I will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location from 4 until 8 tonight.
And Janet, as a reminder to our loyal listeners who listen to the show on a daily basis, the grand opening is going to take place on Tuesday, January 3rd at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the ribbon cutting ceremony to have the grand opening of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate at 3105 North State Road 7 in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center, which has the Penn Dutch Supermarket. We are on the south end facing Northwest 31st Avenue, and we look forward to many, many people coming down to partake of the festivities, because we'll be raffling off some very valuable gift baskets that have been donated by many of the manufacturers that we do business with here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So mark it on your calendars, Tuesday, January 3rd at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for the ribbon-cutting ceremony, and you'll partake of the raffle prizes because we are giving everybody who shops in the store from now until then a raffle ticket, which will entitle them to win one of the fantastic baskets that we'll be raffling off the day of the ribbon-cutting ceremony, which is Tuesday, January 3rd. I'm glad you mentioned the fact that Dr. Slavin's going to be with us next week, Janet, because one of the topics that I wanted to cover this morning has to do with a topic called tomosynthesis. And this is what you need to know about the breast screening method. In the United States, around 12% of women, which happens to turn into one in every eight women, will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. A man's chance is also available, and that's only one in a thousand. But most breast cancers are invasive, and they do not stay inside the milk ducts or the milk-producing glands, but invade normal, healthy tissue within and beyond the breast. And I know that over the years we've discussed the issue of mammograms and thermography. And now we have another topic to talk about, and this tomosynthesis, which is a new radiation-filled treatment or observation that mainstream medical practitioners will be doing in a greater amount over the next couple of years. So I think it's a topic that we can get your opinion about as to whether or not this is really important for people to pay attention to, and specifically women, because it is designed for women. And their risk of breast cancer, of course, is much greater than men's. So what is your thinking on this tomosynthesis about breast screening?
Wow, did I ever get my back up when I read this article. So I'm quite opinionated. It was written by a Dr. Susan Falk, and she is an MD. And so the information I felt was pretty significantly misleading. And so, first of all, the article said that some of these cancer cells invaded healthy tissue. And I'm going to say, au contraire, cancer cells don't invade healthy tissue. They invade tissue that is compromised in one way or another. And I'm going to say, with regard to female breast cancer risk, the tissue is compromised because of an overabundance of a specific type of estrogen called estrone. And people can have their blood, women can have their blood tested so that they know what their estradiol, estriol, and estrone levels are. And if estrone levels are up out of the bottom third of the reference range, yes, indeed, you have to pay attention to this and work on metabolizing estrogen and getting that overabundance of a specific estrogen metabolite, estrone, out of your body. Then they talk about how this tomosynthesis is a 3D picture of breast tissue, so you get much more detailed information. It still involves compression. It still involves exposure to radiation. And then from those two perspectives, does that have the potential to damage healthy tissue? Yes, indeed it does. Compression and radiation, not a good thing for hormonally sensitive fatty breast tissue. Then the article goes on to say that the American Cancer Society suggests that women 40 to 44 years of age have their mammograms or the new 3D approach. The American Cancer Society is specifically talking about mammograms, and I presume that this recommendation also suggests this new technology as well. 40 to 44 years of age have a test done yearly. And I'm quoting from this article written by Dr. Susan Falk. Okay. Then the American Cancer Society goes on to say between 45 and 54, they want you to have it annually. And so I, 45 to 54 have it annually, 40 to 44 have it yearly. And that made me chuckle a little bit. Okay. Then, the article goes on to say that you have earlier detection of a problem and that this new technology is reducing the need for biopsies. But that remains to be seen because the technology has not been available widely enough or for a long enough time period to really establish statistics that would tell you you have reduced the need for biopsies. In general, physicians are going to take a position that they need to really be cautious, and my guess is they're going to continue to suggest the need for a biopsy because we can't quite really establish exactly what this tissue is doing here. This technology does point to a problem, but we really don't know what it is, and to be on the safe side, most likely there is going to be a biopsy suggested. And then keep in mind, this is not prevention, something that Dr. Slavin talks about very frequently. This is early detection. And then here is the little out that is given to the medical profession. Not all cancers will be detected. So here we have significant expenditure on the part of technology being manufactured and technology being implemented in different scanning centers and hospitals. But we still have the same problem that I have talked about for many years, compression and radiation. What is it really good at picking up? Calcium deposits. And do we need to be concerned about those? Well, that part of the discussion I'll leave until Tuesday, and we can carry on with Dr. Slavin and see what he has to say about this technology.
Well, Jenna, I hear that music, but I did want to make one comment from this article that is also very misleading, and that is it says breast cancer that is detected before the spread is easier to treat. There is a higher chance of survival and less likelihood of needing treatment such as mastectomy or chemotherapy. But I know we have.
It's really difficult to hear you, Al. Not the mic might not be right positioned.
We'll do it when we come back.
Okay, much better. And so, to our listeners, you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, who is speaking to us from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location. I am at Greenlands in Delray Beach, and we'll be right back with more on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. I would like to introduce you to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. You know, I've been helping people with their nutritional choices for about 30 years, and I have to thank Mr. Al Foreman and Save-A-Lot for letting me do this now and to save them a great deal of money.
Okay, so saving money and guiding customers to the right supplements, that's your specialty?
Absolutely. I love helping people, and I get such a thrill when people come back to me and tell me that I actually changed their life sometimes. You know, this is a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
I'm so glad that you had this opportunity to share your responsibility at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with our customers. Thanks so much, Tom.
Very welcome.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection, and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And I'm speaking with Janet Cimarelli, who is up in Delray at the Greenlands location. And if you happen to be up in the area and you need some inside information from Janet, she's available up there today until 2 o'clock. We're speaking about the issue of breast cancer and some new treatment or a new scanning device that is highly radiated that the allopathic physicians feel is going to change the scenery or scope of how breast cancer is detected. And my comment, that, unfortunately, that my mic wasn't on completely, was breast cancer that is detected before it has spread is easier to treat. There is a higher chance of survival and less likelihood of needing treatment such as mastectomy or chemotherapy. And do you know of any treatments that they would practice, Janet, that would not be classified as mastectomy or chemotherapy?
Well, lumpectomy, that would be a pretty common approach. And the truth of the matter is, all of this is invasive treatment. It is not prevention. And certainly here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, that is the information that we are focused on bringing to our listeners. Prevention of a disease diagnosis. And so let's move into an area where people can feel as though they are being proactive. First of all, there's in the allopathic community, very often there is a discussion of genetic predisposition. Well, keep in mind that diet and lifestyle, nutrient status absolutely overcomes a genetic weakness, a predisposition to developing a certain disease. And so that's one of the areas where I discuss with my clients. If you have a known familial health challenge, that's where you focus your efforts. And when we're discussing breast cancer, certainly we understand that there is a greater risk if your vitamin D level is low. So by supporting your vitamin D level with natural vitamin D3 in a sufficient dose to raise your D levels between 70 and 80. And when you have done that, a follow-up approach would be to determine what your iodine levels are. Now, if you were to discuss this with an allopathic physician, then you might have a reaction that is, well, iodine can be toxic. You have to be so careful. You really need to be certain not to use iodine on a routine basis from a supplemental point of view. Well, that statement needs to be modified with, what is your iodine level? How is the iodine functioning within your body? And the iodine doesn't work in a vacuum. The iodine needs other trace minerals. And I'm going to just mention selenium as a critically important trace mineral that is going to work along with iodine with regard to being able to process excess estrogen and protect healthy tissue. All right. So, iodine test, you can do a blood test to see what your iodine levels are. You can do a SpectraCell micronutrient test, which will give you the entire profile of trace minerals and see where you might be out of balance, because that balance, the ratio among those different trace minerals, that's what's very important. So vitamin D, making sure that you have tested your estrogen profile, estradiol, estriol, and estrone. And it bears repeating for me to say that if your estrone levels are above the bottom third of the reference range, my suggestion is to do some approach that will modify the estrogen levels in your body. Keeping in mind that if your thyroid doesn't work properly, that too is an additional risk factor that you have to acknowledge when you're taking into consideration this entire profile of breast health. Al?
Well, I think the important point, Janet, that you stress to everybody that comes to see you is the prevention issue. And this is something I know Dr. Slavin practices in his practice in Lauderhill. But maybe you can give our listeners some indication, if you were speaking to a woman who may have had a relative or two relatives come down with breast cancer and were not successful in treating it with either chemo, radiation, or any other allopathic remedy that the doctor would have come up with or oncologist would have come up with, what are some of the things that you would recommend this woman to start taking to help prevent her chance of getting breast cancer as well?
Well, I mentioned the importance of evaluating overall thyroid function, and typically how physicians would test thyroid would be TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. And unfortunately, that gives you just a very narrow view into thyroid function. So Dr. Slavin does a complete panel of thyroid metabolites and different types of thyroid hormone and how effectively they are functioning within the body. So that's an important place to start with your thyroid function. Yesterday we had a very informative talk with Mr. Bruce Topping, and he was a spokesperson for Garden of Life and an expert on probiotics. Crucially important for women to understand that probiotic status is important with regard to risk of breast cancer, as well as certainly the risk of all types of disease. It goes far beyond the idea that you need probiotics for your digestive tract. It goes into specifically immune health, as well as the ability to neutralize excess levels of certain types of hormones. So if you are poorly metabolizing estrogen, that estrogen may be moving into your small intestine and colon, and if the chemistry there is properly supported with beneficial probiotics, the estrogen is essentially neutralized and moved out of the body. If you don't have that beneficial probiotic chemistry in your lower digestive tract, the estrogen hanging out has the potential to be reabsorbed into the bloodstream. And that ultimately may establish in your body estrogen dominance, a situation that you specifically want to avoid. So you want to evaluate your thyroid hormone. You want to evaluate the level of iodine that is functioning within your body. You want to make certain that your selenium is in the mid to upper range of the reference range for selenium in your blood work. And I can't say enough about vitamin D. You want that range of vitamin D to be within 70 to 80. Then you want the proper situation regard to estrogen and progesterone. And for years, I have used a progesterone cream that is U.S. pharmaceutical grade progesterone cream and available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. But it is all natural. It is derived from herbs. So extremely safe, but also extremely effective at balancing excess estrogen that can be very much a complicating factor into the risk of developing breast cancer.
Janet, have you used DIM?
Have I what?
Used the product DIM, the dienyl methane.
Oh, absolutely. And so I would never use the DIM unless someone came to me with their blood test showing that they're estrogen dominant.
So that would be the situation that you would recommend the DIM. What about treatment in free radical damage using ingredients in supplements that target free radicals?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because with my line of Janet's Best supplements, I have Janet Juice, and that is a profile of superfruits. And the activity of those superfruits, when you combine those fruits in two capsules a day, the ability to neutralize free radicals and prevent the potential damage that they present to sensitive tissue, dramatically beneficial prevention of free radical damage. And certainly there are a variety of different types of vitamin C, amla C as an example. So antioxidant nutritional support, very important. And so for people out there who want to focus on their food choices, the multicolored peppers, excellent, excellent support to antioxidant status. And certainly organic berries, organic raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, cranberries. So those types of food choices, very important, but you can also go far beyond what the food is able to bring to your antioxidant status by focusing on things like vitamin A, and I like the combination of A and D, and certainly vitamin E. And I have in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center the unique E, a particular form of vitamin E that when you read the label, it doesn't read dramatically differently than other vitamin E's you may see on health food store shelves. However, unique E truly is unique in its hormone balancing capacity. So you have so many different ways of supporting that antioxidant status.
Those are all good points, and hopefully the women that are listening to the show right now will do everything they possibly can to prevent themselves from coming down with a diagnosis of breast cancer. And when we come back from this break, Janet, I would like to tackle the issue of aging or turning back the time of aging.
All right, let's turn back time with regard to aging, and science is bringing that possibility. And to our listeners, you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman. Actually, he is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. I am at the Greenland Store in Delray Beach. We'll be right back with more for your good health.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting right now in Janet's office, and she will be here to answer any questions or help you with any health challenges that you may have today from 4 to 8. Tomorrow, Saturday, because of the holiday of Christmas and Hanukkah, we will be closing at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and we are closed every Sunday. We will reopen on Monday, our normal hours of 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's Monday through Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And Janet will be here again from 4 to 8 today to answer any questions, whether it pertains to today's show or any show that we've done or any issue and health challenge you may have. Janet, we wanted to talk about the issue of aging. And I'm looking at an article that says graying hair, crow's feet, an injury that's taking longer to heal than when we were 20 years old. We're faced with the unmistakable signs of aging. Most of us had at least one fantasy of turning back time. Now, scientists at the Salk Institute have found that intermittent expression of genes normally associated with an embryonic state can reverse the hallmarks of old age. That sounds really intriguing and interesting, doesn't it? Something that I know I would like to do.
It certainly does sound intriguing. And, okay, here's one specific focus that you mentioned with regard to a wound taking longer than it used to when you were in your 20s and 30s, a wound healing much more slowly when you're in your 60s than it took when you were in your 30s. And the focus of what people need, in my opinion, to address that issue is mineral status. If you want your immune system to respond more quickly, if you want a wound to achieve a much faster resolution, what you need to do is support your body with zinc. Now, Solaray has a beautiful combination of zinc, 60 milligrams, and 2 milligrams of copper. Very important for people to understand that these minerals, as I said, don't work in a vacuum. You must have that proper ratio. So you want better wound healing? Zinc is the approach. Okay, maybe your taste buds are not as refined. You don't have as acute a sense of smell as you had when you were 20s and 30s. All right, get to that zinc. Very important with regard to taste and your sense of smell, as well as healing wounds. And then when you think about this, all right, what are the other issues associated with aging? Gray hair, you mentioned, and using the proper array of nutrients and specific herbal approaches, you may very well find that you are able to reverse gray hair. What you are witnessing with the appearance of the gray hair is, unfortunately, nutrient deficiency. Nutrient deficiency that occurs because your cells are not working in as efficient a manner as they did when you were in your 20s and 30s. So you might need enzymes and probiotics to make certain that you are able to properly metabolize the nutrients from your high quality food. Now, keep in mind that if you are eating junk food on too frequent a basis, now we all step off the straight and narrow on occasion, but if you are doing that step off a little too frequently, then you are injuring the possibility of your body being able to access the beneficial nutrients that it needs, and it needs a little more of them with aging. And then you mentioned wrinkles. There, again, what is going on? It's cross-linking. It is very specific free radical damage. What do we do to overcome that free radical damage? High-quality antioxidant intake with your diet, and very specific high-quality antioxidant intake with regard to your supplement program. And this is where I come in. We address an individual's specific priorities. So if you have a disease that has been diagnosed multiple times in your family, yes, indeed, that is something we can focus your diet choices as well as your supplement choices. Then if you have observed in the older members of your family a specific problem, possibly very specifically damaged skin and the appearance of wrinkles. Okay, NeoCell has Matrix Glow, a powder that mixes so easily in water, and just one scoop of that every day is going to support the health of the collagen that is the structure keeping your skin from appearing to be wrinkled. So supporting that collagen in a healthful way, minimizing the appearance of wrinkles. Okay, hyaluronic acid, so that you draw into your skin cells the moisture that keeps those cells plumped and wrinkle-free. So if you notice that in the aging members of your family and you want to prevent that from happening to you, antioxidant profile. And when you get right down to it, so many of the diseases that we categorize as the expected effect of aging, you can overcome. You can protect those specific cells of your body from the damage that free radicals do, and depending on which direction you want to go, if you want to prevent brain aging, if you want to prevent the appearance of wrinkles on your skin, if you want to address graying hair, there are very specific approaches to do that.
I have a question along the same lines that you've been discussing, Janet. You pointed out many different supplements that people can use to fight the clock and turn back the years of aging. I know a good diet or eating the proper foods, as you had pointed out earlier, would be a great deal of benefit to those people that are looking to turn back the hands of time, because there are many foods that they eat, as you pointed out, junk foods in particular, that do not help the body in any way. All they do is destroy the body and make the skin look older and more tired than it actually is or could be. So eating organic foods, staying away from junk foods, watching the amount of sugar that you consume, those are all points that people have to consider when they're looking to fight the clock and turn back the years of aging. This particular study or this particular article from the Salk Institute is using stem cells. What is your opinion about stem cells?
I actually have quite a very good opinion of stem cell therapy, and there are specific approaches that make the stem cell therapy much more effective. So you would want to use what is known as PRP, platelet-rich plasma. So they take your own blood, spin it down so that it is in concentrated platelets that are then injected into the site where you want to correct an issue. And that platelet-rich plasma begins to create more of a healing process. And once that has gone to the specific extent that platelets are able to create healing, that is when you begin to bring in the stem cells. Now, keep in mind that the younger you are when you have your stem cells gathered, the quality of those stem cells is much, much higher. So it makes very good sense to store your stem cells. So you may have your stem cells gathered and kept to protect you from the potential for developing some sort of disease associated with trauma or aging or, some genetic issue. So you have the stem cells. After you've gone through the PRP, then you do the stem cells. And I can't urge people strongly enough, as 20 and 30 and 40 year olds, the quality of your stem cells is going to be much, much higher than if you were to wait into your 50s, 60s harvest those stem cells. The stem cells just are not going to have that same quality as younger stem cells.
Well, I know that, if I remember correctly, Dr. Slavin does have in his practice something, as you just discussed. And, again, it's just another factor in helping people turn back the clock, turn back the aging clock. And I'm sure we're going to find out more about this particular topic because of the seminar or the conference that Dr. Slavin went to in the anti-aging field, as to how people can live a longer, healthier life by doing different things in their daily program to help them erase the effects of aging. And exercise is something we very rarely speak about, but should speak about it more often, because I think when you lead a sedentary lifestyle, you are causing the clock to go a little bit faster. You're not keeping active enough to ward off the effects of aging. So between a proper amount of food, the good foods to eat, staying away from junk foods, using a program of exercise 3 or 4 times a week, taking some of the supplements that Janet had recommended, and using the PRP situation with stem cells, I think people stand a much better chance of living a much longer and healthier life that they can be very proud of. And I think it's important that they show this message to their youngsters, because if parents practice what they're preaching to their kids, it makes the kids a lot easier to be able to accept it and be able to continue a lifestyle that the parents have shown them. But if the parents are eating the wrong kinds of foods, not exercising, smoking, and doing the wrong things, this also influences their children. So you really have to keep that in mind. But I hear some music, Janet.
I hear that music as well. And just before we go to the break, I want to let everyone know that starting in the middle of January, I will be implementing a weight loss program at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. And keeping in mind that obesity, being overweight, is a contributing factor to developing a whole host of illnesses, as well as hastening the aging process. So if anyone is interested in finding out details about the weight loss approach that we will be working on at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, come on in and talk to me. And I'm at the Save-A-Lot location every day. You can call 754 307-1655 and find out about my hours. Right now, we're going to take a break from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, but we'll be back with more.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Good morning. This is Janet. Who is this?
This is Dorothy. Good morning, Janet. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and I'd love for you to introduce yourself to our Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour listeners.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dorothy. We welcome everybody to come in. You will be amazed at the prices and the stock in the store, the experienced help, any information that you would love to have. There's always someone here very willing to help you.
Thanks so much. And to our listeners, you can find Dorothy as a cashier and very willing and able to help you. Thanks for talking with us, Dorothy.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman. We're coming up on the final segment of today's Nutrition Hour with Janet Cimrelli. And I hope that the information that Janet has passed along since the show started is going to be helping some people that are listening to the show. If not, maybe the people listening, maybe a relative or friend where they can pass along the information to help them get started on the path to a strong, healthy life. And you can also listen to the shows. We do have a rebroadcast site that you can go to and listen to any of the shows that we've done on the rebroadcast site of www.savealotnutritioncenters.com. And just pick any date that you'd like to rehear and make yourself comfortable and get all the information that you need to help improve your life. Janet will be here today from 4 to 8. And as a reminder, tomorrow, Saturday, because of Christmas Eve and Hanukkah, we will be closing at 4 o'clock. So if you would like to see Janet tomorrow, she's here from 12 to 4. The store is open from 9 to 4 tomorrow. And normal hours on Saturday are 9 to 6. During the week, Monday through Friday, we are open from 9 until 8, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. One of the topics that I don't recall really ever speaking to about it recently, Janet, was what is carpal tunnel syndrome?
Okay, carpal tunnel syndrome is there is some tissue, and inside that tissue, it's shaped essentially like a tunnel, and inside that tissue runs nerve fibers. And it is carpal tunnel allows you to have flexibility in your wrist, to have mobility in your fingers. And unfortunately, when you have carpal tunnel syndrome, the ability to flex your wrist would be very painful. The ability to have sensitivity in your fingertips is compromised. You would feel tingling, pins and needles. You might be dealing with certainly pain and discomfort in your hand as well as your wrist.
Well, would you venture to say that most people that use a computer or some method where they're using their hands in front of them to do things would be the candidates that would be diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome?
Certainly that is a big issue, and that's why you see little rest pads in front of a keyboard so that you're able to keep your wrist straight rather than having it twisted a bit to reach the keys on a computer keyboard. It's very much a situation of repetitive motion. And people who are diabetic, people who have thyroid disease, their risk is higher. Certainly people who've fractured their wrist is an issue that might make them much more vulnerable to ultimately exhibiting the symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome. Even hormonal changes can make a problem. Sometimes women after giving birth and menopausal women, they are at higher risk for developing carpal tunnel. Well, it's interesting, as a tennis player, I certainly am very aware of how strong and how correctly my wrist is working. And so, in order to protect my wrist, I do use a wrist brace, very gentle one, nothing with metal plates or totally immobilizing my wrist, just something to strengthen it. And so people who may be dealing with carpal tunnel, they may find that just a little bit of support like that to keep their wrist straightened may minimize the discomfort and actually begin to achieve healing. And if that isn't sufficient, there are a number of different things that they can do. Certainly, reflexology on your hand, very helpful, and you can do it for yourself. The other is being very attentive to picking certain things up and how you're holding your wrist when you're picking those things up. So the one thing that I'm thinking about very often, it could be with tennis elbow, it can be with carpal tunnel, sometimes people aren't able to pick up a coffee cup or a coffee mug. And you might be very aware of when you're picking up that coffee cup or tea or whatever mug you might be using, that you're not straining your wrist. So again, that little bit of a wrist brace can be very helpful. You want to make sure that you're not gripping things too tightly, because again, gripping too tightly compresses that carpal tunnel and ultimately can create calcifications in there and certainly irritation and inflammation. You might want to consider using either a little bit of ice applied to an area that's bothering you. You might use heat. Many of the physical therapists, their suggestion is to use ice to reduce inflammation and minimize blood flow to the area that would create swelling and congestion. For me personally, I find that heat is a little bit better healer of pain like that. Then you might consider doing some yoga exercises of extension. And doing those extension exercises, you don't want to push it too hard, but those can be very relieving for discomfort. And it's interesting. A lot of people, when they're sleeping, they might twist their wrist a little bit and tuck their hand under their chins or by their chest, keeping in mind that it would be extremely important to understand you need to find a neutral position, not twisting your wrist into an abnormal status. So straightening out your wrist while you're sleeping could be an important way to address healing.
Janet, I'm sure that in addition to some of the maladies caused by carpal tunnel syndrome, such as pins and needles, numbness, thumb weakness, dull aching in the hand or arm, there are supplements. I personally think the two supplements that I would choose to help do this or help alleviate these conditions would be fish oils for one, and also some magnesium. Do you have any suggestions in addition that would help people to fight off the side effects of carpal tunnel?
I do, and people think that I'm their hero after suggesting this because they get such good results from it. Certainly magnesium and fish oil are excellent, excellent substances to be using. But if they want healing specifically for carpal tunnel, Country Life has Ligatend, and Ligatend is awesome at relieving discomfort if you're developing some of the symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome. Then we have a number at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, we have a number of pain-relieving topical creams. So as I said, you can do a little bit of hand massage, and with these pain-relieving topical applications, the fish oil, the magnesium, and the Ligatend, you are good to go.
Well, the topical one that I particularly like and I use for other parts of my body is Sombra, S-O-M-B-R-A. It comes in either a roll-on or a creamy gel, and it makes the body feel a whole lot better after it's applied. It gives you a warming effect and a relaxing effect when it's applied, and it stays with you for probably 4 or 5 hours at a time. So you may only have to apply it during the day once, maybe twice. And if you have the issue at night before you go to sleep, it may be something you want to put on and have it on while you're sleeping to make things a whole lot easier. Well, as a reminder, Janet will be here today from 4 to 8. Tomorrow, Saturday, we have a short day. We're closing at 4 o'clock, but Janet will be here from 12 to 4 tomorrow. Normal hours will resume next Monday. And those hours are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are closed Sundays. So please keep that in mind. And the anniversary ribbon-cutting ceremony is going to take place on Tuesday, January 3rd at 1 o'clock. Please make sure you get your raffle tickets when you come into Tunney's, and you'll be entered in to win some fantastic gift baskets donated by the companies that we do business with that are worth in excess of $100 each. So please keep that in mind when you come to Save-A-Lot. 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. Janet, I will get to see you later today when you arrive here. And another great show. Thanks for all this great information.
My pleasure. And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in. And come see us all, that team and me, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.